हरे कृष्ण। कैन प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। जयो जयो श्री चैतन्य जयो नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जयो गौर भक्त वृंदा दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स फ्रॉम द आदि लीला 17 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज यूथ टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 The verse before this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is chanting Trinadapi suni chena tarorivah sahishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Now text number 32. Please repeat after me. ऊर्ध्व बाहु करी कहोन सुनो सर्वलोक नाम सूत्रे गांति पर कंटे श्लोक होली नेम एंड वेर इट ऑन योर नेक फॉर कंटिन्यूअस रिमेम्बरेंस परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीलेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the beginning, one may commit many offenses which are called Nama Bhas and Nama Prad. In this stage, there is no possibility of achieving perfect love of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to the principles of the above verse, Trinadapi Suni Chena Taroriva Saishtuna. One should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips, as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this verse always strung about his neck. So this is the instruction of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And we will hear today, we'll take this theme, following the footsteps of Gaurang Prabhu and Shamanand Prabhu, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embodied very sacred principles of Vaishnava behavior. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a poetic masterpiece. Krishna kirtana gana nartana kala pato jani bhrajita sadbhaktavali hamsa chakra madupa shrenim viharaspadam karnanandi kaladvanir vahatume jivamaru prangane Sri Chaitanya dayanidhi tavalasal Leela Sudha Swardhuni. Kaviraj Goswami is describing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is like Swardhuni, like Mother Ganges. And it is Sudha Swardhuni, nectarine Ganges. These pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply nectarine Ganga flowing. And when we hear and chant these pastimes, what is it compared to? Look at his poetic genius and devotional genius, of course. And he's comparing beautifully. He's saying, Pato Jani Bhrajita means beautiful lotuses. If Lord's pastimes are like a beautiful Ganga, the chanting and hearing is compared to beautiful lotuses in that Ganga. And then who are the devotees? Sadbhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madupa Shenim Viharaspadam. Devotees are compared to Hamsa, Chakra and the bumblebees. Madhupa, swans, chakravaka and the bumblebees, which are viharaspadam, which are enjoying these lotuses. the nectar from the lotus is enjoyed by the bees. So devotees who are chanting and hearing constantly, they are compared to these bees which are enjoying the nectar of the lotuses. And then Kaviraj Goswami is praying that when this beautiful Ganga is flowing and the lotuses are there and the bees are taking the nectar, it produces a very pleasing sound. Karana Nandi Kala Dvanir Vahatume. Let my ears always be decorated with this beautiful sound of the bumblebees enjoying the nectar of the lotuses. That means the devotees coming together and hearing and chanting. And my tongue is parched because it is only absorbed in materialistic activities. Jiva Maru Prangane. My tongue is like a scorching desert. Let this Leela Sudas Farduni, let this beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu flow in my desert-like tongue and nourish me completely. So this is the activities of the devotees. They come together and chant and glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And every chapter, I don't know if we have time today, but you know, if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find amazing. Every chapter begins with a beautiful verse in Sanskrit composed by Kaviraj Goswami explaining the summary of the chapter. And he uses such beautiful alliteration, anupras, and he compares and he gives beautiful analogies. And like this, he's comparing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes to beautiful Ganga flowing. And today we'll take one theme. Baldev Prabhu ordered me that we should take the culture of Gaur Leela. And as we are seeing in this verse of Trinadapi Suni Chena and this Urdhva Bahu Kari Kahon verse which we have taken today, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exemplifying the principle of Amanina Manadena, not expecting any respect and always offering respect to others. Now this is the secret tip for chanting. Every time we have holy name seminars and many devotees are interested in knowing the technique, but the actual ultimate technique Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Kirtaniya Sada Hari, constant chanting of the holy name is only possible if it is preceded by Amanina Manadena, not expecting any respect and always willing to give respect to others. And then when devotees are in this mood, our devotional service flourishes, the community grows. On 7 December last year, Isolina Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a class at Srinaji Prabhu's house, and he was giving so many examples of devotees who are not pursuing position but pursuing service and exemplifying this principle of Amanina Manadena. And he was saying out of his own humility, and in the initial days, he was not sure whether he should continue being in Chaupati in the late 80s. He said, but when he saw these devotees, he gave examples, you know, of Krishna Chandra Prabhu dancing with his driver. Like that, he was giving different examples. And then Madhavanand Prabhu resigning from Bhaktivedanta Hospital when he was told to. He was not attached to his position. So he was saying how, when everyone is in this mood, then devotional service flourishes, the community flourishes. And we can see today, we'll see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exemplified this principle of not wanting anything for self, but always respecting others. And this is important to discuss because, you know, in Krishna consciousness, we sometimes get carried away. We carried away by the happiness we experience because Krishna consciousness is a non-stop party. We have chanting, hearing. Today is like an amazing, you know, such nice devotional activities. But generally what happens when we are happy, Maya attacks. And that's when we lose guard and we offend devotees and we forget Krishna. Therefore, we have to tolerate both happiness and distress and joyfully remember Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would experience deep internal ecstasies. Yet, in the midst of these ecstasies, he would be very conscientious, very careful to a fault, and he would be very respectful to other Vaishnavas. This is actually Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means being conscious of my disqualification and being conscious of how others are serving Krishna so nicely. Generally, in material consciousness, we are thinking how I am facing injustice and how my qualifications are not being recognized and we are meditating on others' faults. And therefore, because of this I and me consciousness, we create a havoc in our spiritual lives. And this I-me culture can enter even in a devotee circle. It's possible. Like when my ideas are not appreciated or when my opinions are not appreciated and somebody else's ideas are more practical, then the service goes into the background and the I comes in front. And we either fight or we withdraw. Therefore, it's very important that we see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his consciousness while practicing devotional service. So now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining in the Antyalila. We are going to the last two chapters of Antyalila when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing deep ecstasies. Prabhu Ravira Hunmada Bhava Gambhir. Kaviraj Goswami is saying Mahaprabhu's Bhava is very Gambhir, very deep, because he is experiencing love for Krishna in separation. Prabhu Ravira Hunmada Bhava Gambhir Bujitena Pare Keha Yadyapi Hoye Dhir. Bujitena pare. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so deep that no one can understand. Yadyapi hoye dhir. Even if somebody is very intelligent, he cannot understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies. And then he says, only if Lord Chaitanya empowers someone, he can understand this ecstasies. And then Kaviraj Goswami becomes very enthusiastic to describe these ecstasies. Swarupa Sutra Karta Raghunath Vrittikar Tara Bahulya Varni Panji Tika Vyavhar. He says, I am going to describe these pastimes in detail now. And I am going to take these pastimes from what I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's secretary, has described these pastimes in code form, Sutra Karta. And Raghunath Das Goswami has described in detail. And what will I do now? I'm going to take both of their explanations, Tara Bahulya Varni Panji Tika Vyavar. And just like you fluff out a cotton, you have cotton and you fluff out and make it big. So I'm going to take this Mahaprabhu's pastimes and explain it in detail. This is very interesting. On the one hand, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that these ecstasies are most difficult to understand. At the same time, he is enthusiastic to now describe what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing in Jagannath Puri. Why is he enthusiastic to describe? If these are very difficult to understand and an immature devotee should not get into this, why is Kaviraj Goswami ecstatic now? So he explains the reason why he is going to describe. Tate vishwasa kori shuno bhavera varnana. Tate vishwas kori. Simply with faith, if we hear the description of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies, what will happen? Tate vishwasa kori shuno bhavera varnana. Hoi be bhavera jnana, pai be premadhana. Hoi be bhavera jnana. You will get knowledge about what is love for Krishna. And not only that, simply by rendering submissive oral reception to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies. Hoi be bhavera jnana, pai be premadhana. We will also get love for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. He says, these ecstasies are not easy to understand. Yet, Kaviraj Goswami is describing according to his capacity. And all of us, Srila Prabhupada is instructing all of us. He's saying all of us should repeat and appreciate these pastimes. So we'll follow Prabhupada's instruction. And there are three reasons why we are going to describe these ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya. First, Kaviraj Goswami is saying we'll get love of Krishna. Right? That is the main reason. Second, Prabhupada has instructed us in the purport. So we are going to hear and speak these pastimes. And third, most important, we are going to hear Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy so that we can understand at what level he was in. And then when we see how careful he was in his ordinary behavior and ordinary dealings, then we understand what is humility. You know, at our level, if we say I'm fallen, we may be actually fallen. We are actually fallen. So it's not actually humility. In one sense, it's being honest. It's honesty. But when Lord Chaitanya is saying, I am fallen, or is considering his mistakes, we will know it's humility, because now we are going to hear what ecstatic level he was in. So that's why we can contrast. For us, ecstasy, we may not even know the spelling of ecstasy. You know? But we can hear about Lord Chaitanya. So what was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling? Kaviraj Goswami says he was feeling exactly like the gopis were feeling when Krishna left for Mathura. Evam bruvanam virahaturadrisham. Gopis were feeling intense separation from Krishna. Vrajastriya Krishna vishakta manasar. Visrujya lajjam rurusva susmaran govinda damodara madhavi. They were only chanting govinda damodara madhava. They were crying torrents of tears. Lord Chaitanya was in this mood of the gopis who are feeling separation from Krishna, and he was intensely crying, remembering Krishna. And his lamentation was exactly like the lamentation of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava came to Vrindavan with the message of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was talking like a madman. He was walking, behaving, he was completely mad, feeling separation from Krishna. And during one such day, when he was feeling this intense ecstatic separation from Krishna, he took some rest in the night. Ek din Mahaprabhu koriya chen shayan, Krishna ras leela kare dekhila swapan. So one night, Mahaprabhu was taking rest. And what did he see in his dream? What vision he had? Krishna ras leela kare dekhila swapan. So he saw Krishna's ras leela happening. And he got so absorbed in that pastime. He entered that pastime. And was fully absorbed in ras leela. And what did he see?
Tribanga sundara deha murali vadan, Pitambara Vanamala Madana Mohan.
He saw beautiful Madan Mohan Krishna, who is attracting Cupid. He saw he is in his threefold bending form. He has a beautiful flute. He is dressed in yellowish garments and has a beautiful forest flower garland on his body. And he was so absorbed that Lord Chaitanya did not get up in the morning. His usual time, he didn't get up. And Govinda is waiting outside, and Govinda is wondering why Lord Chaitanya is not getting up. And Govinda realized, it's time, morning time, Mangalarti, Mahaprabhu is not got up. Sometimes devotees also, we also may not get up in the morning. But that could be entirely for different reason. So Lord Chaitanya is also not getting up in the morning. But that's a completely different reason. He's so absorbed in remembering Krishna. So then Govinda wakes up, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya wakes up and he becomes very sad. Why he becomes sad? Because he realizes that this was only a dream. I was not actually with Krishna. And then he starts lamenting. And then he says, let me go and take darshan of Jagannath. So he starts walking towards Jagannath Mandir. And as he is going, Kaviraj Goswami says, Lord Chaitanya was only seeing Krishna everywhere. He was only seeing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. For him, everything, everywhere was only Krishna. That was his absorption. So in this mood of being fully 100, more than 100% Krishna conscious, he is taking darshan of Jagannath, standing behind the Garuda Stambha. He never went beyond Garuda Stambha. Why? Because he thought, Garudji is a devotee of Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath will see Garudji, and Lord will say, I am standing behind Garudji and I will also get mercy because I am next to a devotee. So Lord Chaitanya was in this mood. So standing behind Garudji was taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. And now we have heard the previous background. He is seeing Krishna everywhere. And what kind of dreams he has? Ras Leela. And absorbed in this mood, one old lady, one Orissa woman, she is one of the many devotees taking darshan of Jagannath. And in great ecstasy and eagerness to take darshan of Jagannath, she comes running and she holds on to Garudji and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder, and she climbs on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder and then holds on to the Garudji's column and with great happiness starts drinking the beauty of Lord Jagannath with her eyes. She's with great happiness taking darshan. And Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda, he's shocked because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. And he's seeing that this lady has climbed on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder, then Garudji, and she's completely oblivious of what is happening. She's fully absorbed in taking darshan. And now she has committed double offense. What are the two offenses she has committed? One is she has stepped on the body of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she's also stepped on Garudji, pure devotee. So Govinda, in great haste, he grabs this lady by her arms and pulls her down and says, you stupid woman, don't you realize what you are doing? This is Lord Chaitanya, sannyasi, taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, and don't you know proper etiquette? And as soon as he pulls her down, this lady, she immediately comes back to her consciousness. She realizes what she has done. She immediately begs forgiveness. She falls on the ground, pays full dandavat to Lord Chaitanya and begs forgiveness. And what is Lord Chaitanya's response? to this whole episode. He looks at Govinda and says, "You are an Adivasi, uncultured, low-class man." This lady was taking darshan of Jagannath with so much joy. Couldn't you allow her to take darshan to her complete satisfaction?
Tara arti dekhi prabhu kohite lagila.
Seeing her arti, her eagerness, Mahaprabhu began to say something very important.
तारा आरती देखी प्रभु कहिते लागिला एता आरती जगन्नाथ मोरे नाही दिला.
This kind of eagerness for Krishna I don't have. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling, seeing the enthusiasm of this lady. If you see externally, this is an insignificant lady. We see so many. If you go to Vrindavan Yatra, you will see at our Bhagavan Bhajana Ashram, also known as Fogla Ashram, there you will see so many women come, Bengali widows in white sarees. Nobody would even give them a second look. They are simple in their own world, chanting Hare Krishna. You know, insignificant actually, unknown. So here is one such lady, unknown. And Lord Chaitanya recognizes her eagerness and enthusiasm and says, Eta Arti Jagannath More Nahi Dila. I don't have this kind of eagerness which this lady has for Krishna.
Jagannatha Vishta Hiyar Tanu Mana Prane.
Mahaprabhu tells Govinda, do you realize what this lady is? Jagannath avishta here, tanu mana prane. Her body, mind and her whole existence is filled with Jagannath. And that's why she's taking darshan with so much eagerness.
Jagannath avishta here, tanu mana prane. Moraskanda pada diache taho nahi jane.
And therefore, she climbed on my shoulders. And she didn't know what she was doing. Only because her whole existence is filled with Krishna.
Aho Bhagyavati Vandi Arpai.
Aho Bhagyavati. Oh, she is the most fortunate person. Vandi Arpai. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to this lady. Lord Chaitanya wants to offer obeisances at the lotus feet of this devotee. And he calls her as Bhagyavati.
Aho Bhagyavati Vandi Arpai. Hiyara Prasada Oiche Arti Amarvahai.
He's saying, I want to offer my obeisances to her. Why? Because I will get her prasad, her mercy. And what will happen if I get her mercy?
Hiyara Prasade Oiche.
If I get her mercy, Arti Amarvahai. Even I will develop the same eagerness for Krishna which she has. Now here we have seen, just contrasted, few minutes back we discussed how Lord Chaitanya is seeing Krishna everywhere. He is seeing Raslila. And yet he feels that this ordinary woman is more advanced than him. This is Amanina Manadena in action. And only a Vaishnava actually can recognize another Vaishnava. Many times we are not able to see even advanced devotees who are living amidst us. Srila Prabhupada, once when Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj was coming new, you know, he was a new devotee, and Prabhupada, first question he asked him, have you taken sannyas? And then when Prabhupada was giving him sannyas, some devotee said, Prabhupada, he is a new devotee. Prabhupada said, you are new devotee. He is not. Srila Prabhupada could recognize, he knew who is Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. You know, like, Prahlad Maharaj could recognize Avadhut Brahman. Nobody else could recognize. Vishnu Dutas could see the qualification of Ajamil. So it takes one to know one. So a Vaishnava is one who actually respects other devotees, who can see other sincerity and surrender to Krishna. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes in Dhruva Maharaj's section, that I hope one of my disciples becomes so advanced. Because of Dhruva Maharaj's devotional service, Suniti, his mother goes back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada writes that I hope and pray that one of my disciples also by his devotional service takes me also back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada glorifies Govinda Dasi in the fourth canto for taking care of Tulsi plants so nicely and seeing that Tulsi grows luxuriantly in the Western world. So this is a hallmark of a spiritual leader, a devotee. However high he goes, he is always conscious that others are better than him and he is a servant. Shri Dama Prabhu was saying that you know, it's like a water in a fountain. Sometimes the water in the fountain may go a few centimeters high. And there are some fountains where the water goes a few floors high. You know, the pump, you know, it pumps it, the water, very high. But the natural position of the water is to flow down. Similarly, so as we practice Krishna consciousness, we are pumped. You know, the pump of position, seniority, it takes us high. We get a lot of respect. But a leader, just like that water naturally flows down, a leader naturally comes, is always in the mood of servant. He naturally flows down. This was the qualification of Pratap Rudra Maharaj. That's why he got mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Raja tuchcha seva deki prabhur tushta man ateva jagannathir kripara bhajan. Because the king had this mood of being a servant, selfless servant, he attracted the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. And we have heard so many times Srila Prabhupada praying to Krishna for protection from Maya. A devotee is always conscious that he is a servant and is susceptible to Maya. So therefore, we have to constantly remind ourselves that we are servants and we are insignificant. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can feel like this, how much more we should feel like this? I remember Sridhar Maharaj, he had told us once that just because your spiritual master is special, don't think you are special. You know, it's so easy to think. Because it's very important, because generally when we get position or seniority, we forget. We forget to learn and appreciate the devotional qualities in simple devotees. Suruchi was having a very high, what position she had? She was just a favorite queen of the king. So she took liberty in using harsh speech and chastising Dhruva. Now what is her position compared to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead. He has the supreme most position. So generally, it's easy to succumb to the harsh speech and aggressive behavior when we get some small position. Here is the supreme personality of Godhead who is feeling that an insignificant Orissa woman is more advanced than him. And just like this woman, she stepped on Lord Chaitanya's shoulders to take darshan of Jagannath with great eagerness. Sometimes we may see some young devotee, you know, he may step on our shoulders because of his enthusiasm for service. So, generally how it works in a Madhyam Adhikari society, in a community where everybody is aspiring to be a Madhyam Adhikari, where everyone wants to love Krishna. So, when such a situation happens, the one who is stepped upon, the senior devotee, he immediately feels, oh, he's so enthusiastic for service. And the one who is stepping out of his innocent eagerness and enthusiasm, he is very conscientious, and he, just like this Orissa woman, she begged forgiveness from the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. So a devotee immediately feels, oh, I should not do Maryada Vyatikram. He is very humble. But in a Kanishta Adhikari community, Kanishta community means where all devotees are, you know, kind of nursing envy. That's a Kanishta community where people are wanting position, name, fame, respect. So we are afraid to reveal our hearts to another devotee, because if I reveal my heart, then my position will be weaker than him, then I may not get the position. So Kanishta Adhikari community is where nobody reveals their hearts. There's a superficial Hari Bol, Hare Krishna relationships. In a Madhyam Adhikari society, there is respect. So in a Kanishta Adhikari society, when somebody steps on the shoulder of another devotee, the senior devotee may immediately feel he is proud. He's stepping on me and going ahead. And the one who is stepping ahead and going ahead because of enthusiasm, instead of feeling guilty, he feels, oh, he's envious. That's why he's stopping me. That's how we get trapped. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the mood that we have to have. That, no, everybody is enthusiastic. Everybody is more advanced than me. They are doing such nice, wonderful devotional service. Oh, Krishna, when will I get this kind of enthusiasm? I remember one class, Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying, envy has no place in spiritual circles. But there is one way we can make envy bona fide. Because what does envy mean? You are saying envy means to think, you know, he has this, he has that, I don't have that. So he said, when a devotee feels, oh, he is so humble, why I am not so humble? In technically this is envy, but this is very good envy. You know, why I cannot be prayerful? Why I cannot have a service attitude like him? And sometimes, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us through this episode, how we have to see every devotee as being more sincere than us, and we should aspire to serve them. But sometimes what happens in our enthusiasm to serve, we have a nice excuse called as guru excuse. You know? We say, guru is pleased with me, so we may just do it. And we may not care for the culture of respect. The respect point goes away because guru is pleased with me. I think recently Premlila Mataji asked this question, that sometimes guru is pleased with us. What an answer Maharaj gave. He said, initially, we want to please the guru so much that we don't care if the guru is disgusted with other devotees. And then he said a very nice point, very striking point. He said, but actual growth in spiritual life is, actual advancement is, when we become mature and we go deeper in such a way that we develop the attitude, which becomes very refined attitude, where we want to see, we want to create an energy by which the overall satisfaction of the guru is increasing. And we want to please the guru, but not at the cost of creating a socially disturbing situation. That is actual maturity. That means a devotee is always respecting other Vaishnavas and always seeing that they are also growing nicely and always appreciating them for their devotional service. So he then gave the example of Anantacharya, who gives the example of a salt, how a devotee likes to be like a salt. If the salt is not there, he was saying in Udupi Prasad, he was comparing all the dosa and idli items. He said, if there is no salt in it, then what is the use? But if the salt is there, nobody glorifies. Excellent salt you have put. Salt is needed, but it is not the most important. Similarly, devotee means like this, always wanting to do service, but not wanting any position and credit and respect, and always wanting to give that to others. And that's why you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he had this mood of respect, he never went beyond Garudastham. And we were hearing this beautiful narration from Shyamananda Prabhu. I was wishing it goes on and on. He was explaining how Mahaprabhu converted Sarvam Bhattacharya. And how did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deal with Sarvam Bhattacharya? It's such an amazing, the culture of respect is best exemplified in the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was interacting with Sarvam Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya tells him, see, when they meet first time, Sarvam Bhattacharya is a grahastha. Now technically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in a higher ashram than Sarvam Bhattacharya. So Sarvam Bhattacharya is offering obeisances to Sannyasi. He says, Om Namo Narayana. So Mayabad, that's how Mayabad is greet. So Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna Matir Astu. May you remember Krishna. So then they meet, that the whole pastime happens. So when Lord Chaitanya introduces himself, he is so respectful. He says, he tells Sarvam Bhattacharya, Tumi Jagat Guru Sarva Loka Hita Karta. He says, my dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are Jagat Guru. This is interesting. Amongst Mayavadis, the sannyasis, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport there, that sannyasis are generally called Jagat Gurus in Mayavadi Sampradaya. Now here is a sannyasi. He is calling Grastha, Sarvam Bhattacharya, as Jagat Guru. Tumi Jagat Guru Sarva Loka Hita Karta. Vedanta padao sannyasira upakarta. You are the one who is the benefactor of all living entities and you are qualified to instruct sannyasis. And compared to you, I am a foolish person. Ami balak sannyasi bhala manda nahi jani. I am a childish sannyasi. See, how contrast Mahaprabhu presents himself as a balak sannyasi. Ami balak sannyasi bhala manda nahi jani. I have no intelligence to understand what is good, what is bad. Tomara ashraya nilun guru kori mani. I take shelter of you, my dear Bhattacharya. I accept you as my guru. Please teach me. And then he says, I have come to Jagannath Puri to take your association. Tomar sanga lagi mora yagaman sarva prakare koribe amaya palan. I have come here because I want your association. No, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to Jagannath Puri to take association of Sarvam Bhattacharya. He came to give association. He came to deliver Sarvam Bhattacharya. But Mahaprabhu is completely in this mood that he is respectable. He is a senior person. And I have to take shelter of him. And that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he touched his heart. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Sarvam Bhattacharya's heart was melted when he saw that Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, but his name is Krishna Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada says amongst Mayavadis, generally sannyasis don't have name as Krishna Chaitanya. Sannyasis have name like Bharati, Puri, Shyamananda Prabhu was saying, different names, Aranya. And the sannyasis, they have a brahmachari servant generally. And these brahmachari servants, they have the name Krishna Chaitanya. This is common name. But Lord Chaitanya kept the Brahmachari servant name, even as a sannyasi. So Sarvabhattacharya's heart immediately melted. See, he's so simple. He's so humble. And he felt very protective. You know, he felt that fatherly affection. So that's the respect Lord Chaitanya gave. Not just to Sarvabhattacharya, even as Nimai Pandit. You know, how he would smash people. Sarva Shastra, Sarva Pandita, Paye Parajay. Now everyone would come in front of Nimai Pandit, they would be smashed. But how would Nimai Pandit smash them? Sarva Shastra, Sarva Pandita, Paye Parajay, Vinaya Bhangita Karo, Dukha Nai Paye. He would smash them with Vinaya, with humility, in such a way that person would not feel Dukha. He would go back feeling very happy. Oh, Nimai Pandit is so nice. And then we have this famous Keshav Kashmiri pastime. In Keshav Kashmiri pastime, this comes out in the best way actually. If you see how Mahaprabhu humbled Keshav Kashmiri. So we know this pastime. I'll not go into the details. But when Keshav Kashmiri enters Navadvip, he actually talks to Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya, in a very arrogant way. Oh, you are that teacher of Kalapa Vyakaran. Oh, you are that Nimai Pandit. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say no. You know, and he's with his students actually. Lord Chaitanya could have felt insulted. He said, no, actually, I'm not even a proper teacher of Kalapa Vyakaran. I don't know what I'm teaching. I'm misleading my students. And they also are not understanding properly. Lord Chaitanya actually glorifies him more. And tells him, Kahan tumi sarva shastre kavitre praveen. Kahan tumi? Oh, where you are? You are such a great person. Oh, Keshav Kashmiri. Kahan tumi sarva shastre kavitre praveen. You are praveen, most intelligent. Kaan ami sabe shishu poduya naveen. Kahan tumi and kaan ami. I am so small. I am a shishu. I am a child in front of you. And poduya naveen. I am a very new person in this field. So please, you describe the glory of Mother Ganga. So already is, you know, Keshav Kashmiri is puffed up. And Lord Chaitanya, he glorifies him. And he goes up higher. That's why the pastime becomes very sweet. See, if somebody falls from a small height, if you fall from here, it's not it's not so fun. But if somebody falls from height, then it's a big thing. So Mahaprabhu takes him higher, you know, like, yeah, you are great. Actually, Mahaprabhu is from the heart respecting him. Lord Chaitanya is respecting him, that you are so nice. And then he rattles off 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganga. And then what does Lord Chaitanya say? Excellent poetry. Excellent poetry. He says, your poetry is so nice. Tumara kavita shloka bhujite kara shakti. What shakti is there in your poetry? And this poetry is so nice that only two people can understand. Tumara kavita shloka bhujite kara shakti. Tumi bhala jana artha kimva saraswati. Only you can understand. Only you can understand. And Goddess Saraswati can understand. So Srila Prabhupada says, very important point Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, that Lord Chaitanya was sarcastic. But Prabhupada clarifies, he can be sarcastic because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll see in the end of this pastime, he glorifies him also. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the perfect sandwich formula. We say, no? Appreciation, and then little room for improvement, and then again, appreciation. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like this to Keshav Kashmiri, that you are so nice. And then he tells him, can you explain one of the verses? So he says, which verse? He says, the 64th verse, where you spoke about Mahatvam Gangayam Satatam Idam, like that. He quotes the whole verse. And Keshav Kashmiri is shocked. He says, I spoke these verses like a raging wind. How could you remember even any one verse? You know, like, how can this? He is completely shocked. So Lord Chaitanya says, no. See, by the mercy of Goddess Saraswati, you are a great poet. And by the mercy of Goddess Saraswati, somebody else could be a Shrutidhar. So it's possible. But then he explains the verse, 64th verse. And then Lord Chaitanya says, oh, excellent, excellent composition, excellent explanation. Now, can you please tell me the faults and the good points of this verse? And this is shocking because the word fault, Keshav Kashmir had never heard. Nobody had ever told him that his composition can have faults. Vipra kahe shloke nahi doshera abhas. There is not even an abhas of fault in my composition. Nimai Pandit, how can you say like that, that find fault in my composition? Vipra kahe shloke nahi doshera abhas. Upma alankara vina kichu anupras. That is upma. What is upma? Not what you think. Upama means analogy, you know, beautiful analogies. Alankar, decoration is there. And anupras, anupras means alliteration. Alliteration is a grammatical poetry, you know, where the same letter is there, like Bhavani, Bhartur, Shirasa, Vibhavati, Adbhuta, Bha comes many times. So when in any particular line, the same letter comes many times, it is called anupras. So then Keshav Kashmiri says, my composition has anupras, it has upma, it has alankar. And you are a grammar student, a teacher. How can you correct me? Srila Prabhupada says, very nice point in the purport. He says Keshav Kashmiri's logic was right. His logic was, just like a lawyer only has a qualification to debate with another lawyer. Or only a doctor can challenge another doctor. Similarly, only somebody who's as qualified as me can challenge me. But you are an ordinary teacher. How can you challenge me? So like that, he was trying to downplay Lord Chaitanya's point. So Lord Chaitanya says, yes, yes, I have no qualification. That's why I'm telling you. You only please tell the faults. You know? I cannot say. So Lord Chaitanya was giving him a chance. You only tell your faults. So in Krishna consciousness, we get a chance to admit our own faults. You know, but we don't. Then Maya, she has her own way of pulling us down and kicking us. And Krishna consciousness also, we get chance to become humbled. Initially, you know, we are appreciated. I remember initially we would do book distribution, 30, 40, Hari Bol, Prabhu, great. And then you do 100, Hari Bol. And then one day you do 60, then they would come and say, yeah, you didn't go yesterday, what were you doing? So slowly, slowly, you don't get that appreciation. Then we start, Krishna shows actually the mirror actually. Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, mercy means to know you are. So Krishna consciousness, mercy means, you know, Krishna puts a mirror in front of us to show us, Prabhu, you are having this motive, you are like this, you are like that, and we don't want to say, we don't want to see it. So Keshav Kashmir was given a chance, but he said, no fault. So then he said, what fault you can see? He challenged Lord Chaitanya. So then Nimai Pandit explained beautifully, Avimrishta Videyamsha Dosha. He said, unclean predicate. This is the first fault in your composition. Unclean predicate means, you know, like in a sentence, this man is learned. This man is a subject, and learned is a predicate. So predicate follows the subject. What is known should come first, this man. But if you say learned is this man, then this sentence will have the fault of this avimrishta videyamsh. Means the learned is unknown. You have first put learned word. Learned is this man is wrong. This man is learned. Then Mahaprabhu explained how in this verse, he is saying, Mahatvam Gangayam Satatam Idam, this. So this Idam should have come first. You know, Idam Gangayam Mahatvam, like that. Mahaprabhu catches his, all these points. And then he says, there is Bhagna Krama, there is broken order. You have beautifully in the first line like this, second line like this, third line there is no Anupras. So Keshav Kashmiri is shocked. Lord Chaitanya remembers everything. And then he says, how you are using punarukti, redundant words in this composition. And in one verse, Lord Chaitanya points out so many faults. And while speaking, Lord Chaitanya says, actually, if we compare all the verses, then there are many, many more faults. But he says it so nicely. It's so much love and compassion. So he corrects him. And then in the end, he glorifies. He says, but what beautiful composition. In this verse, you have glorified, you have said, this river is born in the lotus. Generally, when you are writing a poetry, you say lotus is born in a river. Logically, lotus is born in a river. But Keshav Kashmiri, in his poetic genius, he had said Ganga is a river which is born in a lotus, which means Lord Vishnu's lotus feet from that lotus feet, Ganga is emanating. So Ganga is born in lotus. This is what a poetic genius. So Lord Chaitanya is intelligently pointing out this very good point. He says, this is wonderful. And then he says, there is one more good quality in your poetry. You said, Dvitiya Sri Lakshmi Iva. You said, this is the second Lakshmi. So like that, he pointed out all the good points. And then he also pointed out the fault of Bhavani Bartu, where Keshav Kashmiri had said that in this verse, that Ganga is on the head of Lord Shiva. So yet Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. Bhartu means husband. So technically this line means Mother Ganga is flowing on the head of the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. On the head of husband of wife of Lord Shiva. So then Mahaprabhu said, this means you are trying to say that wife of Lord Shiva has some other paramour. You know, it's like disrespecting. It's like saying, please give, then Lord Chaitanya gives this example. It's like saying, please give charity in the hand of the husband of the wife of the Brahmana. So this means the wife of the Brahmana is someone else to whom you have to give charity. For like that, Lord Chaitanya points out. So when Keshav Kashmir is hearing all this, and again Mahaprabhu ends the whole critical analysis of one verse with glorification, appreciation, very nice, compare. So then when, and then after saying this, Lord Chaitanya keeps quiet suddenly, he just doesn't say anything more. And Keshav Kashmiri wants to refute, but he is blank. He is just not able to say anything. He is just trying hard to recollect. What is it? How do I counter? And he realizes Goddess Saraswati has blocked his intelligence. And all Nimai Pandit's students start laughing. Lord Chaitanya immediately stops them. He says, don't laugh. And then Lord Chaitanya says, see, you please go home. You take rest. Tomorrow come. We all want to hear from you tomorrow. We want to hear... Please, you go home, take rest and come. So Keshav Kashmir is wondering how this young boy has humbled me. And Lord Chaitanya, he kept his honor. That's why he arranged in such a way that he could defeat Keshav Kashmiri in a secluded place on the bank of Ganges. Actually, generally in those days in Navadvip, debate championships would be in a big, you know, big gathering, like a big stadium. That was the actual attraction. So if Lord Chaitanya wanted, he could have arranged Keshav Kashmiri to be presented in front of everyone. He could have smashed him and humbled him. And Navadvip Vasis were also intense. When Keshav Kashmiri came to Navadvip, they were wondering how to handle him. You know, he's a very arrogant, proud scholar. He's a Digvijay Pandit. Who will face him? Then they said, let us put Nimai in front of him. Nimai is 11-year-old. If he loses, we can say he was an 11-year-old child. And if he wins, we can say, see, 11-year-old boy defeated Keshav Kashmiri. So like that, they wanted to present Nimai. And Lord Chaitanya arranged in such a way that he kept the honor of Keshav Kashmiri. And then he ends the whole conversation with the Keshav Kashmiri by glorifying him. He says, Tumi bado pandita maha kavi shiro mani. You are bado pandit. Not only bado pandit, you are maha kavi, not ordinary kavi. And not only you are maha kavi, you are the best amongst maha kavis. Maha kavi shiro mani. Tumi bado pandita maha kavi shiro mani. Yandra muke bai raya aiche kavya vani. And from your mouth only nectar is coming. And what kavita you are chanting. Tumara kavita yena ganga jal dhar. Your kavita is simply like flow of Mother Ganges. Tumara kavita yena ganga jal dhar. Tuma sama kavi kota nahi deki har. I have not seen any poet like you. And please don't take my critical analysis seriously, because, you know, if you want to find faults, you can find faults even in the works of Bhavabhuti, Jayadev Goswami. Even if you want to find faults, you can find faults with anyone. These are not important. Actually, you are such a nice person. So he glorifies him and sends him. And of course, Mother Saraswati comes in his dream, and Keshav Kashmiri realizes that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this whole pastime, we can see how this is the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt, not just with Saram Bhattacharya, but Keshav Kashmiri, Prakashananda Saraswati, everyone. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya, always respecting others. So we are going forward. We are going to Jagannath Puri, where Mahaprabhu is in Gambira, experiencing pastimes. And where were we when we were discussing, when we began this pastime, we were discussing about this Adivasi, this Orissa woman, old woman whom Lord Chaitanya offers obeisances to. Now this incident, what happens because of this incident is very interesting. Lord Chaitanya, who was in a deep state of internal ecstasy, he now comes to external consciousness. What is external consciousness for us? When we say somebody is an external consciousness, what do we mean? We mean normal sense gratification thoughts, something like that. But for Lord Chaitanya, what is the external consciousness? Kaviraj Goswami says, for Lord Chaitanya, now he came to external consciousness means, instead of seeing Krishna in Vrindavan everywhere, he is now seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. He's saying, because now he saw Jagannath, he's saying, oh, I've come to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra deki Krishna, hoiche hoila man, kaha Kurukshetra ailan, kaha Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya began to lament. Oh, I have come to Vrindavan. I have come to Kurukshetra. Where is Vrindavan? I was in Vrindavan with Krishna. Now I come to Kurukshetra, Dwarka. He became very agitated. Lord Chaitanya, so you just see what is the level of his consciousness. He's so agitated. Like a person who has lost a precious jewel, he became very morose. And he started returning back to Gambira. And while returning with his fingernails, he was marking the ground, feeling intense separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. And tears were flowing from his eyes like Ganga and Yamuna. Remember, this is external consciousness. He is now seeing Krishna. He is seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. And tears are flowing. And then he is constantly saying, I had Krishna with me, but I lost him. I found Krishna, but where did Krishna go? Pailun Vrindavan Nata, Puna Harailun, Kemora Nileka Krishna, Kaha Mui Ainu. I had Krishna, but I lost him. What will I do now? Where will I go? Whom will I talk to? Lord Chaitanya is lamenting. Because when the Brajavasis met Krishna in Dwarka, in Kurukshetra, although it was the same Krishna, it was not the same. That sweetness, that flavor was not the same. A few weeks back, Tukaram Prabhu was saying that just like if a husband and wife have met after a long time and they're meeting in a public place, they cannot express their emotions and love the same way as they could when they were alone. So similarly, Brijvasis are seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. That intense, that is the same Krishna, but it's not the same. So they're intensely crying. So Lord Chaitanya is in this mood now of the Brijvasis who are seeing Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is completely overwhelmed. And he starts crying. And in great ecstatic emotions, he is uncontrollable. At that time, two devotees would pacify Lord Chaitanya. Who are these two devotees? Ramananda Rai and Sarvada Damodar Goswami. They would chant verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord Chaitanya would hear those and he would feel pacified. That was his pacification. He would feel intense separation from Krishna. Oh, Krishna has left me. Krishna has left me. But then they would chant Bhagavatam verses and he would feel relief. He would feel some life. Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj would give the example that he would make us to understand this mood of Lord Chaitanya. He would give us a very gross example which modern day people can understand. He says, like a man is in love and his lover has betrayed him and he's crying a lot. So his friend takes him to the bar, liquor bar, and gives him liquor. So this friend keeps drinking, crying about his lost love. And as he's drinking liquor, more and more pegs. And finally he starts crying and he feels pacified. And then he turns to this friend and says, you are my real friend. You are giving me shelter and relief. So then Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj says that's how Lord Chaitanya, this is a perverted reflection of course, Lord Chaitanya would tell Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, you are giving me life. You know, you are mitigating that separation from Krishna by giving me the nectarine beverage of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Lord Chaitanya, in great mood of separation, would start intensely chanting Hare Krishna in the night. Whole night. Sabaratri Mahaprabhu Kare Jagaran Uchakari Kahe Krishna Nama Sankirtan. Whole night he would intensely chant Hare Krishna. And what happened, as he was intensely chanting, everybody could hear outside. After some time, Sarva Damodar and Ramananda Rai went home. But as the Lord Chaitanya was intensely chanting, suddenly the chanting stopped. No sound. So Govinda was waiting outside. And there were three doors locking Lord Chaitanya's room. So Govinda is wondering why there is no sound. He became suspicious. He knocked on the door. No response. So then he realized there is something wrong. So with the help of other devotees, they broke open the door. There were three doors. All three doors were locked. And inside that was Lord Chaitanya. And they went and they saw Lo and behold, to their great surprise, Lord Chaitanya is not there. He was there. The rooms are locked and he was chanting Hare Krishna. Now where did he disappear? Immediately the news is spread. All devotees take their lanterns with their lamp. They start searching for Lord Chaitanya everywhere. And where do they find him? Outside Simhadwar, the lion gate at the Jagannath Puri temple. They find him lying unconscious. His body is elongated. No life or breath in his body. And his saliva is dripping from his mouth and his eyes are turned upwards. He's looking like a person who's lost his life force. And devotees are so sad. They gather around him. They start chanting Hare Krishna. And after a long time of chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya comes back to external consciousness. And when Lord Chaitanya comes back to external consciousness, what is the first thing he says? If somebody is unconscious and comes back to consciousness, what is the first thing he says? Generally he says, where am I? Or he'll ask for water. He'll ask pani. But Lord Chaitanya, first thing he would do when he would come out of any time he would be unconscious and he would come out, the first thing he would say is, he would say, Hari Bol. That is loudly he would chant. So when he chanted Hari Bol, and the devotees were immediately realized that Lord Chaitanya is back, you know. And then Lord Chaitanya says the same question, where am I? How I have come here? Sarva Damodar Goswami says, my dear Lord, I will tell you everything. You please come home now. So he takes Lord Chaitanya back to Gambira and then he explains how his body was lying at Simhadwar. And Lord Chaitanya hears this whole thing and says, I am amazed to hear this because I don't remember anything. I remember I was chanting loudly and I remember at one point of time, in one moment, Krishna appeared in an instant like lightning and then suddenly he disappeared and then I don't know what happened. Then I landed up at Simhadwar. That he didn't know what happened. So this is, so you can imagine what is the ecstasy he was feeling. Inconceivable. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be rubbing his face against the wall and his face would bleed. You know, you would feel intense separation from Krishna and crying, you would do that. And those walls were very rough, not like this marble, you know, granite, not smooth. And he would rub and his whole face would be bleeding. Once he saw Chatak Parvat near Thota Gopinath temple. And he saw Chatak Parvat and he thought, it is Govardhan. And he ran towards Chatak Parvat thinking it is Govardhan, chanting the verses which the gopis chant, remembering Govardhan. Hantaya Madri Rabala Haridasa Varyo. So he chanted this verse, ran, and then fell unconscious. And when he was running, all devotees, they began to get scared because they knew Lord Chaitanya would get ecstatic like this. And they were worried that Lord Chaitanya may hurt himself. Because earlier, Lord Chaitanya once also ran earlier, you know, remembering Krishna. And when he ran into the thorny bushes and his whole body was bleeding. So devotees thought again Lord Chaitanya may hurt himself. And once Lord Chaitanya was running, remembering Krishna, he ran and he jumped into a dry, abandoned well. And devotees were so scared, they came close and they saw that whole well was filled with soft butter and Lord Chaitanya was floating in that butter. So these are the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya, unparalleled, unseen ecstasies. No one in the history has ever experienced ecstatic emotions for Krishna like Lord Chaitanya and nobody in future will ever experience ecstasy like Lord Chaitanya. And this personality is saying, in Shikshashtakam verses, Durdevam idrisham ya jamina anuraga. Oh, I am so unfortunate. I am committing so many offenses because of which I cannot chant the holy names of Krishna. Because I am offending. So this is the amazing personality of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And meanwhile, all these devotees are running behind Lord Chaitanya, trying to catch him. Because they and Lord Chaitanya is roaring as he is running towards Chatak Parvat. And devotees are also roaring, you know. There are many devotees like Govinda, Swarup Damodar, Jagadanand Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, Shankar Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit, everybody is running. But there are also some senior devotees, older devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual masters, God brothers, like Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati. So they were a little slow in running. And there was Bhagwan Acharya. Bhagwan Acharya was lame. So they were three behind and others were in the front running. So now meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya reached Chatak Parvat and he fell down unconscious. So devotees came, gathered around Lord Chaitanya and began Kirtan. And after a long time of Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya woke up. And what did he do first thing? Hari Bol, he chanted. So then Lord Chaitanya said, where am I? And then he realized that he is not in Govardhan. And Lord Chaitanya said, I was at Govardhan plucking beautiful flowers to make a garland for Radha and Krishna. The gopis had engaged me in service and they were so pleased with me. I was about to go and meet Radha and Krishna. But all of you have brought me here. You dragged me away from Govardhan. Why do you all give me so much pain? He started chastising all the devotees. And he began weeping. All this is in a deep internal ecstasy. And the devotees, understanding Lord Chaitanya's mood, they also began to cry. Because they realized that Lord Chaitanya is in feeling deep separation from Krishna. And all devotees are crying. Lord Chaitanya is crying. Just see this, visualize this scenario. Feeling intense separation from Krishna. And during this time, these three devotees reach. Who? Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Bhagavan. Because they take time, Bhagavan Acharya, they take time. So by this time they come. So when they come, Lord Chaitanya and all devotees are intensely crying and Lord Chaitanya looks at them and immediately offers obeisances to them. And he says, how can I serve you? And what brings you here? So they say, we have come to see you dancing. Lord Chaitanya becomes embarrassed and then tells Govinda to start Kirtan. And then Lord Chaitanya starts dancing in Kirtan. So he is so careful to offer respects, not just to Orissa woman, you know, insignificant woman, also to senior devotees. And also when he would be sleeping at Gambira, Shankar Pandit would be guarding his door. And sometimes he would fall asleep guarding the door. And Lord Chaitanya would be in deep internal ecstasy inside. But he would not forget to put shawl on Shankar Pandit and to see that he is comfortable. So Lord Chaitanya, whether senior, equal, junior, he respected everyone. And this is a very important principle in Vaishnava culture. Respecting other devotees and not expecting any respect. Recently, our Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj was here and in one Bhagavatam class, one of us asked a question. Maharaj, but you are saying we should respect, you are saying that, you know, Vaishnava culture means always respecting others and not expecting respect. Same theme he was building up. So we asked a question that, Maharaj, but we also have a need for respect. Because it's a need, you know, we like to talk need language. It's a need. Everyone wants respect. So what do we do, Maharaj? So then he gave a fantastic answer. He said, it's a fact, we all have a need for respect. But we are in ISKCON, so you don't worry, you will get respect in ISKCON. Just like in ISKCON, you don't have to worry, you get prasad. Prasad is a need, right? So respect may also be a need, but just like prasad is a need, and you don't have to demand it, you will get it in ISKCON. Similarly, respect you will get. But don't demand it, because he said, respect is something which even if you get a lot, you will never be satisfied. Because the false ego is such that even if you get a lot of respect, the false ego will never feel ki bahut ho gaya, enough honor. False ego will always want more. Therefore, we should never demand respect. He said, we should be grateful. Gratitude is the best antidote for respect. And he said, grateful, careful, and don't demand. He said, careful means immediately transfer that glory which we get, respect we get to our seniors. Then he gave example of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Anybody glorifies him immediately, anybody respects him and glorifies him, he glorifies that person, appreciates that person. So Goswami Maharaj was saying that you should always give it back if you get respect. Same thing Lord Chaitanya did with Sarvam Bhattacharya also. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya finally became devotee, you know this pastime. Now Lord Chaitanya, like Keshav Kashmiri, how Lord Chaitanya humbled Keshav Kashmiri by pointing out his faults. Although he was very humble and respectful, but he pointed out the faults. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was refuting him after 7 days of hearing, Lord Chaitanya plainly told him how his philosophy is wrong. He said, Shri Vigraha Yena Mane Seito Pashandi. My dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, one who doesn't accept the deity as Supreme Lord and as a person is a Pashandi. So he doesn't say you are a Pashandi. He says, Shri Vigraha Yena Mane Seito Pashandi Adrashya Asparshya Sei Hoye Yama Dandi. He deserves to be punished by Yamraj. And he should not be seen. Such a person should not be even touched. So you see, Lord Chaitanya is giving, he is not compromising on the philosophy. Then he says, Vedana mane bodha hoye to nastik. The nastik vadis are those who don't accept Vedas. But mayavadis are bigger atheists. Vedana mane bodha hoye to nastik वेदाश्रय नास्तिकवाद बौद्ध से अधिक. बट दोज मायावादीज दे टेक शेल्टर ऑफ वेदाज एंड से गॉड इज नॉट देयर. दे आर बिगर एथिस्ट लाइक दैट ही स्मैशेस. बट देन व्हेन फाइनली द होल पास्ट टाइम हैपेंस, सारंग भट्टाचार्य बिकम्स अ डिवोटी, गोपीनाथ आचार्य बिकम वेरी हैप्पी. गोपीनाथ आचार्य एंड सारंग भट्टाचार्य, गोपीनाथ आचार्य वॉज ब्रदर इन लॉ ऑफ सारंग भट्टाचार्य, एंड गोपीनाथ आचार्य वॉज वेरी अपसेट that you know Sarvam Bhattacharya is not accepting that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. So he would argue with him, and one day he argued so much Sarvam Bhattacharya had to say, relax, we are relatives, don't get angry with me, we are having a friendly discussion. But Gopinath Acharya was very angry. Now finally Sarvam Bhattacharya has become devotee, so he is very happy. So he goes and tells Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, you have made him a devotee. My brother-in-law was a die hard logician. You have made him a devotee. He glorifies Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya immediately refuses to take credit. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta tomar sanga hoite. Lord Chaitanya says, you are a devotee. And Sarvam Bhattacharya has got your association. He got your chastisement. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta tomar sanga hoite. Jagannather iyar kripa kaila bhala mate. So Jagannath was very happy that is connected to you. So Lord Jagannath has given him a lot of mercy. So Gopinath Acharya, then he goes to Sarvam Bhattacharya and says, Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are such a nice devotee. You got mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You are so glorious. He glorifies Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya immediately, he says, who am I? I am nothing. Tumi Mahabhagavat Amitarka Andhe. You are Mahabhagavat, my dear Gopinath Acharya. Earlier they had argued. Now he has become Vaishnav. So he tells Gopinath Acharya, Tumi Mahabhagavata Amitarka Ande. I am a blind logician. Prabhu Kripa Kaila More Tomara Sambande. Because I am connected to you, Lord Chaitanya has given me mercy. So like this, in this Vaishnava culture, everyone is appreciating others. Everyone is giving respect to others. Nobody is wanting this for themselves. Therefore, if we can somehow cultivate this quality of appreciation and gratitude, then we actually access mercy. This is one of the most common topics in ISKCON is mercy. You know, everybody wants mercy. Everybody is talking about mercy. Everybody is desperate for mercy. But how do we access it? Actually, if you see in one sense, all of us have got mercy. Anybody who has come to ISKCON, at one level, mercy is all pervading. Everybody has got mercy. Whoever has come to Srila Prabhupada's mission, whoever is chanting Hare Krishna, we all have got mercy. But there is a second level at which mercy comes. So first level is all pervading. Second level is those devotees who can appreciate this and those who are grateful for what they are getting, they are the ones who reach the second level of mercy. They make progress. That's why you see sometimes there may be many devotees in the movement, but some devotees are actually fully nourished in Krishna consciousness. They are fully blissful. And we know they have got mercy. And that is because of that attitude of appreciation and gratitude. And there is a third level of appreciation which is not in our control. That is when we actually experience, like in Journey Home we read, at Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Radhana Swami Maharaj went through an experience. Now experience is not in our hand. That is actualization. So actualization may not be in our hand, but from the level of all pervading mercy which everyone has access to, by simply appreciating, we can come closer to Krishna. But we are not able to access because we are at the Kanishta level. You know, only thinking of I, me and mine. Not understanding that the other Vaishnavas are glorious. We can easily check whether our consciousness is Kanishta or Madhyama. Simple test. You know, in an institutional framework like this, we keep getting some service or some position. When we get a position, how does a Kanishta think and how does a Madhyama think? A Madhyamadhikari devotee will immediately think, I got this position. Oh, this is an opportunity to increase my service. He immediately looks at this as an opportunity to increase his devotional service. And a Kanishta Adhikari, when he gets that, immediately thinks, this position confirms I am better than others. So if we have this consciousness, yeah, I got it, then we know. So devotee means one is always thinking, I am a servant. Lord Chaitanya is thinking, I am a servant. I remember after initiation, we went to our spiritual master. So we had prepared one, we four of us went. We rehearsed one speech, you know, we said we will say like this. Thank you Guru Maharaj, you are accepted. You know, we prepared one speech, so we went. So we gave the Dakshina and then we said, thank you Maharaj for today accepting us. And before we could say further, our spiritual master stopped us. He said, No, I want to thank you. Today, you have all officially accepted me as your servant. We were shocked because this was a language which we had not heard before. And, you know, in the outside world, we don't get to see this language. Somebody is saying, he's given us shelter. But he's saying, today you have officially accepted me as your servant. So this is a difference between a Kanishtha Adhikari and an advanced devotee. Kanishtha Adhikari is one who is always carrying labels. You know, he's sticking on people. He is lazy. He is like this. He is always finding faults. Madhyam Adhikari sees, he is trying to serve Krishna. Kanishtha Adhikari thinks, my job is to, I am blunt, I am honest, you know, what to do. He is like this, so I have to say this. He thinks, sometimes the faults are obvious. Kanishtha Adhikari thinks, by pointing out the faults, I have done my job. So it's obvious. But Madhyam Adhikari, he goes one step further. He doesn't simply find the faults. He tries to understand how this person can be connected to Krishna. And therefore, he tries to encourage that person to hear about Krishna because he knows he cannot do anything. Only Krishna in the heart, Srinvatam Sukata, Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. He knows that Krishna can purify him, so he connects that devotee to Krishna. He encourages the person to come. He sees the sincerity. Therefore, we have to try and aspire. Srila Prabhupada wanted all of us to be at least on the Madhyama platform. We have to rise to the Madhyama Adhikari level where we can respect every Vaishnava, every devotee. And ultimately, there is no one junior or senior. In one sense, especially a devotee should never think that I am senior to someone. Gauram Prabhu was telling me a few days back that how there is one person who comes to kitchen every day. You know, he comes and he's a taxi driver. He comes and does 3 hours of selfless service and is blissful. And he said, Gauram Prabhu was telling us that how so many in charges have come and gone, but this man keeps coming every day for years. And because of position, we may think I am close to Krishna. But externally, we may be more well known in the community. But this man may be actually more closer to Krishna. We don't know. And how can we know? What is the proof of whether we are actually close to Krishna or not? We ask ourselves. You know, I am feeling a void. I am feeling, despite years of devotional service, we feel not connection to Krishna means there is hollowness, there is voidness. And that won't simply just go away like that. We have to be sensitive, respectful to other devotees, and then the devotees accept Krishna consciousness. Preaching is possible only at the Madhyama level, actually. You know, sensitive, intelligent people, they will not be attracted to any spiritual organization simply by our philosophy or what we talk and how we, you know, they are waiting to see how you behave with each other. That's their whole, because everyone is looking for Vaikuntha. They may not know they are looking for Vaikuntha, but Vaikuntha is where everybody is a servant, everybody is serving. So they are looking for that Vaikuntha, and when they see devotees are actually serving, they become attracted. So this is the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt and respected. Even when Gopinath Acharya was fighting with the Sarvam Bhattacharya, the very nice section where Gopinath Acharya is so disgusted with Sarvam Bhattacharya. He says, my brother is such a big philosopher, but he's not understanding. All the evidences I'm giving him, our Lord Chaitanya, Supreme Lord, he can't understand. So out of anger, he comes to Lord Chaitanya and says, my dear Lord, you don't waste your time with my brother-in-law, Sarvam Bhattacharya. He doesn't respect you. Because what Sarvam Bhattacharya told Gopinath Acharya, you know? He said, because Gopinath Acharya was worshipping Lord Chaitanya, supreme personality of Godhead. And Sarvam Bhattacharya tells Gopinath Acharya that, okay, he's a young sannyasi, attractive. It's not good for him. He may fall in maya. You know, it's not, he's a young 24-year-old sannyasi and life is very tough. I can elevate him to a higher sannyas. So basically Gopinath Acharya feels very angry. So he tells Lord Chaitanya that don't give time to Sarvam Bhattacharya. He doesn't respect you and it speaks like that. So Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't say, he doesn't defend. He tells Gopinath Acharya, don't say like that. He's right. He respects him even then. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe, aiche mat kaha. Amaprati Bhattacharyer hoye anugraha. Don't say like this. This is actually the mercy of Bhattacharya that wants to protect me. Amara sannyasa dharma chahe nara khite vatsalya karuna karen ki dosha iate. What is the fault? This is vatsalya prem. And he wants to protect my sannyas. Amara sannyasa dharma. He wants to protect my sannyas dharma. That's why out of great affection, he is expressing this concern. So you don't get angry with him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't take offense by Sarvam Bhattacharya's diminishing the position of Lord Chaitanya. But in a Kanishtha Adhikari society, we become very offended when somebody doesn't recognize us. That's what Jiva Goswami writes in his purport in the 11th canto verse, that preaching is only possible when one can at least respect devotees. Because preaching means seeing Krishna in the heart of all living entities. But we cannot see Krishna in the heart of all living entities if we cannot see Krishna in the heart of other devotees with whom we are living. If we can't respect other devotees, we cannot go outside and preach. That's why he writes a purport that Kanishtha Adhikari is useless for preaching. He cannot preach actually. One who can't respect other devotees cannot actually preach. And then Lord Chaitanya speaks Shikshashtakam verses. We'll conclude with this now. I'm over time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. This is the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful verses. He glorifies. He speaks one verse of Shikshashtakam and he gives purport. And then he comes to Trinadapi Sunichena verse. And after speaking Trinadapi Sunichena, he speaks about the quality of a devotee. How a devotee is very tolerant, very respectful. And then he says, Uttama hana vaishnav habe nirabhiman, jive samman dibe jani krishna adishthan. Why is a vaishnav uttam? Why is a vaishnav great? Because he is nirabhiman. He doesn't want anything for self. And while dealing with others, he sees how they are all connected to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya not only says this, in his own mood of internal ecstasy, he starts crying, remembering Krishna. And he starts, in great mood, lamentation, he starts saying how I have no love for Krishna. Premera swabhava yaha, premera sambandha, sei mane Krishna mora, nahi prema ganda. He is constantly saying how I have no love for Krishna. And in this humble position, he expresses his own fallen condition. So Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was saying a few days back in his Bhagavatam class that a devotee always wants to be humble, not simply for the sake of humility. We want to be humble because when we become humble, our heart becomes soft. And when our heart becomes soft, we can actually develop feelings for Krishna. Feelings for Krishna cannot develop just coming in front of Krishna and just pray. I don't know how many of you have experienced. Sometimes it's so artificial. We come in front of the deities, no prayers, no feelings. But when we are humble, those occasional times when we are actually humble and we see how our heart becomes soft and prayers also become natural. Feelings come in the heart. And this was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. He was constantly feeling that I have disconnected from Krishna. So we have to pray like this. And in this mood of always respecting Vaishnavas, we can also attract the mercy of the Lord. And this Chaitanya Charitamrita ends. And as this chapter ends, this is the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is 20th chapter. And Srila Prabhupada concludes, after this ends, Srila Prabhupada writes concluding words. And he also is in the same mood. This is on November 10, 1974. Srila Prabhupada ends the Chaitanya Charitamrita translation and says that, I have written this by the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I know that he is seeing me and guiding my activities. Although I am so insignificant, I am completely incompetent. Srila Prabhupada expresses his incompetence and disqualification. And then he says, how this ISKCON has been established simply to execute the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. And then Srila Prabhupada glorifies all the devotees. Jayadvait Das, Pradyumna Das, Nitai Das. So Srila Prabhupada appreciates all the devotees. Niranjan Swami Maharaj was saying how they found one journal entry of Srila Prabhupada, 1966 February journal entry, where Srila Prabhupada had done some recording of Hare Krishna chanting. And he came back and wrote on his diary, and which years, just recently they found that journal entry. And Srila Prabhupada was writing, today we chanted Hare Krishna, we saw so many American boys and girls attracted to Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur had told Lord Chaitanya that the holy name is so attractive that it will attract even animals and beasts and birds. And today seeing these American boys and girls chanting and dancing, I can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy is getting fulfilled. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, this is definitely not my credit. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was very conscious that this glorification of the holy name, this preaching of Krishna consciousness is going on by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So to conclude, we can meditate on Gaur Purnima day on this mood of Dainyata of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of feeling utterly unqualified and also always appreciating other Vaishnavas. And this is most astounding because there has been no personality like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, what proofs do we need? What more proofs or evidences do we need for understanding how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most amazing personality? Who could have attracted the wealthiest of all, Raghunath Das Goswami? You know, how could Raghunath Das Goswami's heart be attracted to Lord Chaitanya? And not just wealthy people like Raghunath Das Goswami, but also people in very influential position, like Rupa and Sanatan. Morning we heard from Gaurang Prabhu. Rupa and Sanatan were prime minister and finance ministers. And just imagine, from Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Sanatan to drunken and demoniac Jagai Madai and everyone in between. Now, when we are preaching, we are so careful. Recently in my preaching service, I'm very careful of the target audience, you know. We have defined our target audience and we are focusing only on them. And who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's target audience? You know, Jagai Madai, Rupa Sanatan, everyone in between. And not only that, not only Jagai Madai, and look at this, he's melting the hearts of the greatest scholars, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. And he delivered Vasudev leper, who had leprosy. So many miracles. He brought Shivas Thakur's son back from death. And if all this is not sufficient, he would even make animals chant. He would kick the tiger in Jharkhand forest and the tiger's vocal cords changed. He started chanting Hare Krishna. A tiger could chant Hare Krishna by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actually his main miracle is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Krishna Prem. And sometimes devotees are wondering, you know, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are not seeing the whole. Mahaprabhu said that for next 10,000 years, Krishna consciousness will spread. But we are not seeing these miracles happen. We should know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has planted the seed of Krishna Prem. Sometimes the seed is not visible, but it will fructify. By delivering one Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has planted the seed and is delivered. Is created a situation where in future billionaires, many billionaires will be delivered. You know? By delivering one Jagai Madai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has planted the seed for future deliverance of millions of Jagai Madais. When Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture here at Chowpatty in 1971, and after that Kirtan, big Kirtan, Prabhupada gave a class and Prabhupada told the story of Jagai Madai pastime. And he said, Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered one Jagai Madai. Today by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we are delivering wholesale Jagais and Madais. Srila Prabhupada was saying like that. So it's happening. And then by delivering Gopal Chappal, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has planted the seed for future deliverance of all offenders. So we have hope. So let us take shelter of Lord Chaitanya on this most auspicious occasion. One Vaishnava Acharya said that Krishna is blackish complexion, means black absorbs, you know, it's a color which absorbs everything. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He takes everyone. Everyone can get him. Everyone can be absorbed by Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is golden color. He is the color of the sunlight. Sun. The sun is symbolic of giving light. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his mercy. Magnanimously is distributing. So let us bathe our consciousness in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And let us just gratefully receive it. And to conclude, I would like to conclude with this beautiful verse by Kaviraj Goswami, who says how we can receive mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Kripa sudha sari dhyasya vishvam aplavayantapi nichagaiva sadabati tam chaitanyam prabhumbaje. He says, Lord Chaitanya's kripa is like sudha, nectar, sarit, nectarine river. And this nectarine river of mercy of Lord Chaitanya can drown the whole universe. Kripa sudha sari dhyasya vishvam aplavayantapi. And how does the river flow? River flows from top to bottom. Nicha gaiva sadabhati tam chaitanyam prabhumbaje. Let us also understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy flows downwards, and let us also go down and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So let us absorb this mood of humility and the desire to appreciate all other Vaishnavas and see them as more advanced than ourselves. And then we will be able to attract the most merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we also be able to chant Hare Krishna purely. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahamohotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We like to thank His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu for giving us wonderful Gaur Katha by very loudly chanting. So now the next program for today's festivities is the Matajis will be coming and doing Kirtan. So invite the Matajis group to come and doing Kirtan for whatever time they are stipulated to do Kirtan, and then further programs will be going on. 6 o'clock is the 6 o'clock will be the Abhishek of the